Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVast, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and Watt's Soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, and anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of the NutriMedical Report, recommends hyperbaric chambers in many serious healthcare conditions, from stroke recovery to congestive heart failure to cancer, autoimmune diseases, and requiring serious infections to be dealt with hyperbaric oxygen therapy, ozone, and augmented oxygen. If you want to get a hyperbaric chamber for Dr. Bill, do contact him at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at 888-212-8871. Dr. Bill will arrange a lease and also documentation so you can write off the cost of your hyperbaric chamber against your health insurance and your taxes. The best hyperbaric chambers are the ones that Dr. Bill recommends or Summit to see, but do arrange through Dr. Bill Deagle, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, go to contact us and send your request of your specific condition. He will provide a consultation and the proper advice of nutraceuticals and other technology to augment your recovery. Take care with NutriMedical.com. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes 4 phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. back, and we have Dan Brigman here. Dan has a show over on Genesis Network. I've been back and forth in Genesis and Republic Radio and Rents for now 14 years as of February 5th. I previously had a show on Clear Channel with called Laughter's Best Medicine Wednesday Night with Emmy Award-winning comedian Mark Allen Curry. We try to talk about political and preparedness and other geopolitical issues. Dan is an expert on the Constitution and preparedness. His company is called Humana Foods. We'll probably start a promotion there. We also have, of course, our legacy foods, but Humana Foods is really excellent. It's prepared in Utah, and people need to prepare. The very minimum amount of food you need to have is 2 months, but I tell people, start getting on a monthly allotment to have some food prepared, because besides personal protection, preparedness for food after you have water storage and some backup power is essential. And don't rely on the state or the government to even have special skill sets. I tell people, get basic trauma and basic cardiac life support. So don't expect the EMTs to be around. They're going to be taking care of their own family, or the police and firefighters and other people are going to be scrambling if there's a real catastrophe. So, Dan, welcome to the program. You have a show over on the Genesis Network now. It's called Power Hour Nation. Power Hour Nation. And I know Joyce Riley. I had her on the show many times over the last 14 years, and vice versa. Joyce was very much as an EMT trauma nurse. Preparedness, it was top notch, and I believe so too. I personally got a backup generator when we had a power outage in November. I'm putting on solar to reduce our grid. I'm going to get silicon salt batteries. I'm looking at a company out of Northern California that brings them in from China, but there's going to soon be American sourced silicon salt batteries, or even better than the nickel iron. I have food storage, and I'll probably start picking up some Humana food once we get our things all set up, and can even put a commercial on our websites. We're expanding our network. We have not only our show here on Rents Network, which is excellent. Periodically, Jeff has me on. We have a major item, like we talked about a whistleblower with John W. Spring on the Russian repeat of Grenada Island with or Chila Island with nuclear missiles, intermediate range Mach 10 to Mach 13 missiles stationed violating INF 1987 treaty. When I listen to Bernie Sanderclaus, and again, I have a vigorous discussion with relatives, won't mention who they are, and they want socialized medicine. Now, I can tell you, I worked both in Canada and the United States. Socialized medicine kills people. Now, it's not that I don't want to have affordable medicine. What I would like to see is a combination of things like a value-added tax, and the money go to the county so we can set up county facilities. Doesn't mean you couldn't have private insurance, too. But the VAT would be allowed to fund through the county. It would have no connection to politics, no state connection to whether it's Democrat or Republican. And the people there would not be elected or paid a salary. They'd just be volunteers, both health professionals and the public, to manage it for, say, a short term like 2 years, and couldn't make a career out of it. I'd want to also make sure the doctors are paid an hourly wage, the nurses and so on. And they have a system set up for a pension fund. There's no pension funds for health professionals if they get sick. Do you think doctors and nurses don't get sick? Of course they do. What I want to do is I want to see a different system. Like, for example, when I hear these socialists want to kind of just dig into this giant pot of money, like the occasional cortex, we call her, I think it's really pretty funny. Where the hell do they think the money comes from? It comes from creative people to create new economies. Just like when Amazon was going to go into New York, they wanted a $3.4 billion subsidy, but they were going to generate $34 billion in taxes over 10 years, plus all the spin-off businesses. Like, you people you're malignantly stupid, aren't they? They don't understand socialism killed a quarter billion people in the 20th century. Socialism doesn't work, but you can make affordability. For example, you can have affordability of college, affordability of training for a trade, whether you're a plumber or electrician. You can set it up in such a way that you have some kind of subsidized plans and even tax write-off for corporations to actually set up training systems to have enough people. We have 6 million jobs that could be filled. But I don't want top-down government. That means top-down socialized medicine means 271 vaccines they want to give us. They want to kill you if you get beyond a certain cost to the healthcare system. So if you're a certain age, believe it or not, you're going to be killed by socialized medicine. And any innovation that comes along, your doctors are going to be regulated by state through the state licensing and whether they're going to pay or not. And they'll basically will drive out any innovative new care that might happen that might save your life. So I do not want socialized medicine or socialized anything. I think it's dangerous, and it's basically dressed up Satanism, as you said before the break. So give us your take, Dan.
Well, socialism in general and that's obviously the topic of the day. To its extension, to its fullness, is Satanism. Socialism is Satanism. Let me explain it to you. The beginning of our country, the Declaration of Independence, that's the charter of our nation. And we are creationists in America, the United States is. We believe that we're endowed by our Creator. It says that in our charter. And our rights come from God. Well, that idea, that uniqueness, is unparalleled almost in history, virtually in the history of the recorded world.
Right.
That is America, and that is uniqueness of America, okay?
Yeah, the only other nation that did it was the original, before it fell from grace, State of Israel. So there's two nations in history. Ancient Israel, when it followed godly commands like the Pentateuch under Moses and the prophets, and followed God's rule, where their rights and the privileges came from the people. For example,
correct,
people don't realize that under the Kohanim, healthcare was a socialized right. I believe it is should be a right. But I do not want top-down medicine where some executive in Washington says, listen, Dr. Deagle, you're 67 now. You have to take 20 vaccines. Damn it. I know 10 and 20% of you are going to die from or get dementia, but we don't give a crap. We're going to give you the damn vaccine, whether you like it or not, or gives you a stroke, because we're the government. I don't want to see healthcare where, hey, we're rotating monitors. We say, well, you know, you're 10 months older than another guy, so we're going to give him the monitor, and you're going to die, Deagle. I don't want
well,
to see a system.
Principle.
Yeah.
Well, that's the principle they're trying to get upon us, is that they know better. See, that's why people may be shocked by that. I don't know. Maybe not your audience. But because socialism says, I know better than you. You don't know how to run your life.
Right.
You need to give your will over to us, to a higher intellect of people, elected or not.
The Nature Medical Report.
Right.
And then we will make decisions for you. Okay, that's, if you go back to the Garden of Eden, I mean, what is the plan of Lucifer? Lucifer is upset that God gave divinity. God gave, even Roman Greek myths about giving fire to man. And Ares was upset and said, God made a mistake. So this
right.
is the idea that's being pressed, is that it was a mistake for man to have the divinity of God within them, and we need to control it. And so the government of Satan, the government of Lucifer, is to use top-down, use socialism for the great things like the greater good. You give your will over. The divinity that was given to us, the divinity that is solemnized by the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights in America,
right.
must be given over to somebody so that they can help you live your life. Well, that is a complete lie, and that is that's Luciferianism, straightforward.
Well, you have to understand what the nature of a human being is. There's three parts to being a human, and it's declared in the Bible all the way through. The first part is we have a physical part that lives in the entropic world where there's energy and matter changed. The second part is a spirit or consciousness that is a separate thing connected to the silver cord in the book of Genesis, or the cord of living waters, that connects to the pineal gland, your soul, that lives in hyperspace. And then the third part is the seed atom that literally is part of the eternality of God. Without that seed atom, you can't exist. Everything in the world, mountains, stars, everything, has to have the intention field of God to exist. And the fact is, we are made as a supernatural being. We transcend time-space with our soul and our eternality. And what God's intention is to return us to the Edenic Covenant. Now, they're not exclusive. Eternality, for example, in Jesus, and we talked about this with Jonathan Gray, when they analyzed the blood below the cross, where at Golgotha, they discovered it was haplotype, which means half of the genes were actually hyperdimensional genes from the Creator God. That's why he had his maleness. Otherwise, he would have been a parthenogenic female, not a male, created in the image of the Creator God, because he was God incarnate. The fact he had haplotype blood indicated that. Now, what happens is, when we are, in a sense, resurrected, not only in our soul, but our physical bodies, we have a portion of eternality, so we no longer physically can deteriorate. And the problem is that people don't understand that the devil's lie is that the only world that exists is the entropic world, the world of matter and space and time. And it's the biggest lie in the universe. The fact is, in order for us, everything is a miracle. The miracle of life. Look at a plant. If things weren't created whole, they couldn't exist. If you look at the calculations even to make a cell. So the first thing I want is affordable health care that's not top-down control. I want affordable, minimum wage jobs so people can actually have, they won't be able to support a family. I mean, they never could. But the thing is that if you start off with a job, you can afford to then be able to pay a minimum pay college cost and not let the cost go through the ceiling. The biggest stadiums now in the United States are not the National Football League. their University College stadia. It's ridiculous. The cost of college now is insanely elevated, and it's not rational. And the same thing goes with even the paid teachers. Teachers are not paid properly here compared to even other socialist countries. Now, I don't want socialism at all. I want a system where it's affordable. I would, for example, we have dirty jobs, 6 million jobs that could be filled. Let's have it so the industry actually gets some kind of tax break for supporting some kind of public training. And a lot of new industry, by the way, doesn't even exist yet. 90% of the new jobs 10 years from now don't even exist yet, but they're going to. And the fact is that a lot of blue-collar jobs are going to disappear with AI and robotics. But we can be creative, and the creative capitalism is what creates the engine of wealth. It's not created through socialism. And how can people like Ocasio-Cortez give something that they don't have or steal, they say, from the rich? The rich are rich because they invented new technology, new means of marketing. For example, Bezos didn't invent it himself. I know the guy actually invented it. His name was Wynn. The method of using AI for sourcing out and sales. A lot of people now can buy old products and sell them on Amazon. It has nothing to do with Amazon. And new technologies for radio. For example, I'm inventing a new technology called AI searchability using audio, where we're getting every podcast directory, including Alexa. So when I launch my radio.co channel, it'll have more, and my Deagle Network channels, basically, it will have more podcast directories and artificial intelligence than any other radio network on the planet, in any language. And we're planning on actually having translators so we can translate it to other languages, too, like Japanese and Chinese, etc. So people have to understand the future is created by individuals, not groups, not socialism, not top-down control, isn't it?
Well, you said something about, you know, I don't like the government to get involved in anything. You said VAT tax. Once you give, put the camel's nose under the tent, eventually they'll just rip the whole tent up, and they'll just eat up their
violence. Here's the way I want to do it. The VAT tax would be something that would be voluntary. So, for example, let's say you decide to do a VAT. That if you do the VAT tax, let's say, then the money will go back to the county, and the county can then hire health professionals to provide
voluntary,
care.
Voluntary on what level? What do you mean? You mean you don't have
to? You have to sign up that you want to pay the VAT. See, I don't want a top-down control system, you see, because eventually the state politicians or the federal will try to get their nose, like you say, under the tent. But I want a system set up so that doctors and nurses are paid a salary. Now, there's several other things that need to be done. Number one, we need to have, say, medics. I worked with medics for 40 years, all the way back to Vietnam. And a lot of these guys are doing surgery in the trauma field, but they can't come back and ride even an ambulance. If they can learn the database of medical, I want them to be surgeons. If they're a nurse and they're a nurse practitioner and they want to become an obstetrician and learn how to do C-sections, I want to see alternate pathways. I want to get rid of malpractice and go to mediation. So if someone is being monitored, for example, if you haven't done a shoulder surgery in 5 years and you've been in practice for 50, you shouldn't do shoulder surgeries if you're an orthopedic surgeon, even if you're head of the department, unless you retrain or prove you have the skill sets. So there's simple things that are done. We also need to get rid of state licensing. State licensure, these guys are maniacs. Usually they're idiots.
If you get rid of, you want a federal licensing or no licensing?
No, I don't want a federal license under the government at all. I want a license by non-government. That's why if we have a VAT, I want to have nothing to do with the government.
So you want a system that's licensed by private institutions where basically if you want to be a doctor, you can go put your sign up, I'm going to be a doctor.
No, you couldn't do that. No, you have to go through a licensing authority, which means
you have to
give an example. The American College of Surgeons, for example. If the American College of Surgeons shows you master the database and you go to a surgical center to show you know how to do an appendectomy or a nail plating. For example, before I finished medical school, I did 40 total hips. I did enough orthopedics and plastics, I could go back to school if I wanted to in my age. And
well,
in a year, I could
bring... Who would enforce that? Who would enforce that?
No, there's no enforcing. It's real simple. You can't put a license out unless you're actually certified by a licensing agency, and you'll need to have...
I'll give an example.
Let me give you a concrete example before you interrupt me. Let's say you start off as a naturopath. A lot of naturopathic schools here in California, if you train up, you can actually deliver babies. Do you know that? So it's a matter of what I call lateral training, retraining, certification. A lot of it can be done online. You don't have to have a whole big, expensive medical school. You can have a database. Once you prove you understand the data, go to a surgical center and show you have the skills. Get rid of malpractice. Lots of things can be done to just clean up the mess we have, which is driving the cost through the ceiling. Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutraMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented formula for 5-methylfolate, as herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as benpositine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutraMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle, That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with Brain Power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. Welcome back, and we have Lloyd Merrifield from CareParis and CareParis ICO Coins joining us. Just for a few minutes, I want to hear a quick summary from Dan, because I think one of the problems I see here in America, which is what I call the dialectic, they want to say, you can't have socialism. Like, I even hear the statements by Donald Trump. This will never be a socialist country. I said, Donald, open up your eyes. Medicare, Social Security, 52% of Americans receive some support from the government in one way or another. I want it rational. I want it affordable. I want it rational so that someone can afford to go to college and actually get, say, training to be a plumber or electrician. I want it so that college costs aren't so freaking ridiculous. You're in debt up to your eyeballs. I have a friend down the road. She's a DA. Her husband is a criminal defense attorney, a senior one. And her debt is so freaking big that I don't know if she'll ever pay it off, even though she's a DA and is a top attorney. We can have rationality without the damn big government. And what I want is I want big government, state or federal, off our hands. But I want ways of doing things that are rational and allow people to have access and affordability. But I don't want big government saying, we're going to tell you the price of your apartment or your home, or you've got to take this vaccine whether you like it or not, or your doctor can't develop an innovative care for you. But, you know, what I see here in America is we even have it polarized with Donald Trump. Making the statement, this will never be socialist. It's always been a socialist country for 100 years. Forget it. After World War One. So the fact is, I don't want socialism, though. It's big government. And what Bernie Sanders is pushing is deadly. The man is wants to make it, to put a big smile on it. And it's very likely he's going to be the primary candidate because he's got eight or nine little miners kind of chopping his heels from AOC and, you know, Klobuchar and, you know, Kamala Harris. But really, he invented the socialism to put a smile on the face because he's a doctor. But these doctors are morons. They don't understand socialism kills innovation and it kills patients. It also endangers the medical profession to be slaves in a system where they can't innovate. I mean, I have the brains to innovate and treat hundreds of conditions, some of them remotely all over the world. And yet, if I worked in a socialist country like Canada or Britain, I would be not only outlawed, I'd probably be jailed. So I got to tell you, I don't want to see socialism. What's your comment on this? Because I think that the problem we have is we polarize things and we realize, let's do it a different way. Let's collect the money so we can hire doctors and nurses. Yeah. You know what I mean?
My thought, you know, everybody goes back and forth in America. There's really only one political solution in this country, and there's really only one unifying principle in this country, and that is the Bill of Rights. We don't know it. Our children
exactly.
are taught it. And from there, all these things, they get answered themselves. As we return to our heritage, as we return to what God has endowed us with, and we become and we are the nation that we were founded to be and continue to be, if we can do that, then all these things will go away. If we don't, then they'll continue to get worse, and the curse will just continue to spread. We do not honor the endowment of God in our fellow man. And because we don't honor that, then we don't honor God. And because
exactly,
we don't
exactly.
honor God, then this curse gets more and more. And now socialism comes and slavery comes.
Exactly. Simple. Well, we see it with the leftists and even Bernie Sanders Claus. They want to get God out of the picture. The fact is, it's communities, no matter what the wages are, that actually
of course,
have God
they have
and
to
churches.
Get God out of the picture. They have to get God out of the picture because if God's out of the picture and you just evolved from some organism come out of some primordial soup, then you're just an animal and they can treat you like cattle. So
right.
But we are called to be more than humans. More than human is a legal dictionary in the 18th century defined it as a monster. We're not monsters. We're divinely created and endowed and we have rights. And those rights are supposed to be protected by the United States government. They are no longer protected. And so now you see socialism creep in, and now it's a battle. Which side will win? Well, our children are going to school all the time where they're learning about socialism, they learn sexual orientation, they learn God knows what. We think, we are told, they're not taught a religion. It's a neutral school. That's ridiculous. They're taught secular humanism. Now they're taught Gaiaism with all this socialism and the Agenda 21. So our children's minds are being poisoned, and they don't know who they are, they don't know our heritage, and they don't know where we came from. And all they look at is some old bastard like Bernie Sanders come up there with a smile and a free handout, and they think this is the way because they see all the corruption that America has otherwise. There is a curse on this country. We do not know ourselves. We do not know God. We do not know the truth. And all these things as they go back, this is not a religious talk I'm saying right here. This is not religious. Right. This is a spiritual stand, and this is a spiritual transformation. There is no physical solution to a spiritual problem. And the problem with America, every one of these are symptoms of a great spiritual problem, Dr. Bill.
Absolutely. That's right. And by the way, well, the thing, the solution are going to be people-based and God-based solutions. They're not going to be national government and top-down control like Bernie Sanders Claus or AOC would call occasional cortex, or, you know, Klobuchar or Kamala Harris smiling while she's trying to persecute a man videotaping the sale of baby body parts at Planned on Parenthood. You know, really, people have to understand how bad this is. This is beyond bad. I mean, it's like, it's incredibly evil, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Dr. Bill, really appreciate people like you and the knowledge of your giving and putting out to people. It's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. Your health is certainly your responsibility. Your education, you got to take responsibility. Your children, what you can do in your family and your prayer and your individual power that you have can transform this country. It can transform your family first, then your neighborhood, then your community, then your state, than your nation. It's that simple and it's that difficult. That's it. That's America, and that's 1776, ladies and gentlemen. So, Dr. Bill, really appreciate being on your show, sir. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. For thanks for your opinion. I think, see, it's our opinions that create and build the future, which is God-based. I say you have to do God and add an oath to make it good. And it has to be people-based and God-based. Otherwise, whatever plan you have for politics is always going to lead to luciferic, top-down control, a death, destruction, want, and instead of a middle class, you have a gruel class. And that's where we're going to talk now about care bars with Lloyd Merrifield. Lloyd, it's been a while since we've had you on the program. What's the latest news on care bars and care bar ICO coins?
Well, you know, everything is continuing to roll toward the adoption of the coins, and we know we have two coins, the KBC and the KCB. KBC is, of course, out there traded on exchanges, and I think the next major step, which is all targeted for July the 4th, as everybody right. who's involved knows, those can be exchanged. And they're accumulating the gold, putting it into the vaults, making it possible so that anybody who chooses can take 100 of those coins and exchange them into 1 gram of gold. Now, that does not mean that's the price it'll trade on the exchanges for. Who knows? It might trade higher. It might trade less than the value of a gram.
Right.
For 100 coins. But it at least takes it another step into the I guess, end of this, where anybody with an ATM, Carat Bars ATM, that'll be coming this fall can walk up to it, take out cash gold, put in cash gold, sell their coins, exchange it for cash, exchange it for gold, or exchange it for coins. So that whole evolution is slowly inching towards that, and I think everybody that's in the game is certainly looking at July 4th as being the trigger point. I know the coin has increased over the last couple of days. I think from 2.45 cents to 3 cents, and it keeps floating in that range. So it's a good indication that everything is on track. And I know in late March they're coming out with their own phone, and then in the fall the mainnet, which is their own blockchain, will be launched with the amalgamation of the two coins into one called the GSC coin. So everything is heading in that direction. You know, want to pick up coins today, then it's kind of like, you know, where would you be today if you'd bought Bitcoin at $30, right?
Here's the thing, advantage over Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency that's not backed by gold. Gold is the world currency standard. If you look at gold, a gram of gold in 1922 will buy the same number of loaves of bread as it does today. You could buy a people car or Volkswagen in Germany for a gram of gold back in the 1920s. What people don't understand is what's going on right now is the world economy is heading toward a cataclysm. And a cataclysm is created by banks that have basically now gotten a hold of people's money because of the loss of the Glass-Steagall Act. So they can speculate on your savings in their account and buy and sell these credit systems, you know, basically that are leaving you money out of nothing. For example, in 2008, we had the collapse. And basically what it was is they were taking bad debt and then amalgamating it and calling it good and then selling it on major markets. So now the total debt of the world is in the range of something like $240 quadrillion, which is phenomenal. It's hundreds and hundreds of Earths. It can never be paid. The only thing that's going to work eventually is an economy where, you know, just like we have in ancient Israel, they would have what's called a jubilee year. They would actually forgive debt. And then everything would actually come back to its actual value, whether it's land or commodities or food. And the thing is that ultimately you need something that has a limitation in the amount, gold, that's tied to a specific currency that allows you to transact. For example, let's say you're a leather worker and you're in a country, socialist country, let's say like Brazil. And you're buying Italian leather because you're making fancy garments and clothes for the wealthy in Brazil, right, in Sao Paulo. In order for you to be able to buy and sell that, you want a currency that's going to actually be stable and not over the damn place. Because depending on which country, and whether it's Argentina or Brazil or now Venezuela that's destroyed, you can't buy and sell material to actually build or do anything from across anywhere else in the world unless you have a stable currency. Right now, the world's stable currency is, in a sense, basically the fractional reserve system. But what they've done with socialism in Europe is they destroyed the value of the euro. And the only real currency that has any kind of residual value, even though it's leveraged with tremendous debt, is the U.S. dollar. Now, depending on how they manage the economy, for example, if socialists got control of our economy in 4 years, let's say, or 5 years, let's say, after Donald Trump is gone, because I think Trump will be reelected, and let's say, if not Bernie Sanders Claus, I call him, but some other socialists got in control, the value of the dollar would become worse like the Venezuelan, Bolivar. And what I want to see happen is I want people to realize that a portion of their savings should be put into carat bar gold by the gram, a way of saving by the gram, and carat bar ICO coins, which means you can buy and sell around the world, and you can exchange it, and you can have microbanks, thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of microbanks in the bottom of someone's closet in a bank, or you can actually move the gold to your own personal possession or leave it in Stuttgart, Germany. The advantage is a portion of your wealth isn't tied to a world economy that's teetering on collapse, and anything could cause it. If you had a coronal mass ejection from the sun, if you had a regional war in the Middle East, if you had the collapse, let's say you had a limited release of EMP weapons from the icy from La Orchid Island, actually hit America from Russia, as a mistake even. There's so many things that could actually crash the world economy. It's insane. I mean, let's say tomorrow the ozone layer decided to disappear for a while because we're moving toward a pole shift. And during that pole shift, there's going to be a collapse of the magnetosphere that could happen. It could be as little as 45 minutes and the crops would fail. Something like a world crop failure would cause us to spiral into a complete catastrophe, completely aside from what government you have. But people aren't prepared for the fact that if you have some valuable currency, you can buy and sell and even barter with it, and you can actually maintain some civility in government, because the civility is going to be gone if the currency is gone. Just look at Venezuela. They're sitting on 5 trillion barrels of oil, yet their people are starving and they have 80,000% inflation. So you need to have something that's more stable, and I think what we need to do is several things. Firstly, move toward carat bars as part of your savings and carat bar ICO coins, but also move toward a system where we have a Bretton Woods system where the currencies are locked into an exchange system, which means you get rid of tariffs and duties across products around the world. And an international trade treaty that's tied also to international defense of Earth treaty and defense against incoming missiles and so on, because if anybody gets any kind of weapon, even just one EMP weapon, let's say North Korea, the whole world could spiral into a chaos, couldn't it? But we're not prepared for that. And one of the most big linchpins is just even having a currency that maintains value. I mean, if you had, you know, gold by the gram in Venezuela, people can buy and sell things because if you can carry a gram of gold or ICO cards, you can buy and sell even produce or, you know, cattle or whatever. But you can't do that when you have an unstable currency like the Bolivar in Venezuela, can you? So carrot bars fits an important need along with other policies. But if we don't do it, we're just waiting for the disaster to kind of pull at linchpin and the whole world economy crashes. And it's going to kill people, unfortunately.
Yeah, a lot's coming.
Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a BEV 100 system for a countertop, BEV 300 reserve system, a prepper system, BEV 200, a BEV 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Carrot bars is the most powerful system for storing money worldwide as gram gold, with a bank in Stuttgart, Germany, and the ability to transport it to your home anywhere on the planet. It also allows the conversion to cryptocurrencies through the ICO coins that are going to mature on July 4th, 2019, and increase the value dramatically. Nothing like cryptocurrency in the form of gold, and as well the ICO coins, the carrot bar gram currency can be used worldwide as a stable currency to exchange across the planet for purchasing and selling and storing in your own bank or banks around the world. Get carrot bars gold through NutriMedical.com. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical through the drop-down menu, and we will send you on to our senior person, Jim Deal, who will help to arrange for you to get the carrot bars gold through our Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical 7 carrot bar site, as well set you up with the ICO coins that will mature and dramatically increase your value. Save with NutriMedical every day. Improper digestion or maldigestion is very common. Our correction is with NutriMeds, Gastrozyme, plant-based broad-spectrum pH enzymes, and Digestes. Digestes restores stomach acid and pepsin, and the Gastrozyme supports the pancreatic enzymes with plant-based enzymes. You can improve digestion dramatically, reduce food allergies, reduce dysbiosis and small intestinal bowel overgrowth, and improve overall body nutrition by digesting your food properly. Amazing formulas available from NutriMedical.com exclusively. Do contact Bill Deagle for a starter protocol for your dysbiosis, small intestinal bowel overgrowth, or other problems with maldigestion or ulcers. That's NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free starter protocol just by contacting us by phone, 888-212-8871, or by email. Stay well every day with NutriMedical in your life. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And what, let's come back. I've got a bunch of announcements, Lloyd. So it's my feeling that I don't want top-down control by big government. I think that the principle that Donald Trump should use is parse it a little bit more clearly. We want affordable, for example, for those 6 million people who need to get trade training or college so they can actually afford to buy a home or car afterwards and have a family. We want affordable health care so people can get innovative care but not be regulated by state licensing authorities or federal HHS, Health and Human Services, or cut off the development of new technology to make people better. What I see happening is the polarization actually stymies new development, and it still doesn't cut costs. For example, the biggest cost to healthcare is the drug companies charge 20 to 40% more for the same drugs they sell Americans as they sell Canadians and Europeans. A cost of surgery is way out of control. I mean, why should cardiac bypass surgery cost $500,000? It's garbage. It's ridiculous.
Because they can.
And I remember the Cornell University. See, I'm old enough to know these guys. Cornell University developed a plan back in the 60s to do CABG, or cardiac bypass surgery. And they figured the price of the surgery should be $300 to $500. But one of the senior fellows decided, hey, let's add a couple of zeros and see what happens. They added a bunch of zeros, and they charged $30,000 at the time. And they partied for a week, these residents and fellows, that they hit the jackpot. It's like, watching Charlton Heston when he's playing the miner hitting the mother load of gold. It's ridiculous. Then the same thing as the lawyers. We have a quarter of the lawyers in the world are all American. And malpractice lawyers make so much money, it's disgusting. It's disgusting, honestly. And I can fix the system and make it affordable without having top-down control. You see, I don't want big government. I don't want them in my bedroom. I don't want them sticking a needle in my arm. I don't want them saying I'm too old to get a special treatment or to stop innovative care, Dr. Deagle. What are you doing? You're interfering with business, because even in state licensing authorities, one group of neurosurgeons or orthopedic surgeons is being sanctioned by another because one's connected to the board of examiners that can discipline the other guys because they're the competition. It's that bad, people. It's not something like, oh, that's just your theory. I've lived this. Let me tell you, it's pretty damn disgusting is what it is. There's just no way around it.
Well, we've got that's where the gold kind of comes in. I mean, everybody understands the inflationary debt monetary system that's been put in place, and we all accept it, perhaps because we didn't understand way back then the damage it was doing. But it's moving everybody into a place where they can't afford to survive or live the lifestyle because inflation is eating away. One parent can't support a family. Two now can't. They need extra income from other sources. So, it's moving in that direction. And by design, if you're dependent on a system for benefits, you're easily controlled. And that's really what the whole system is about. So, getting everybody on a gold system, I don't know that that's ever going to happen without a total collapse of the existing one and a lot of upheaval. But at least with the whole CarrotBars structure, and you can go to thecarrotgroup.com to get all your you know, video updates. I try to keep them updated there with what's the latest and things that apply to everybody. But, you know, it's almost like it's going to have to be a closed system where those who understand and know about it can get involved and exchange between one another. You know, whether it be a coin or backed by gold or whatever. I mean, that's really the whole system that Caripars is developing.
Yeah, in other words, firstly, most people don't realize if everybody prepped and decided to just get, let's say, Humana Foods or Legacy Foods from us, the company would be run out of food in 2 days. The fact is, not everybody's going to listen to us and do the things to prepare for what could happen. And what is actually, you know, it's like I learned this from a nurse back in the 1970s when I was a medical student. She says, "Dr. Deagle, we like you." I said, "That's good." And she said, "We're going to take care of you." I said, "That's even better." She said, "We're going to teach you." I said, "Good," because she said, "You know, the other doctors are so arrogant, they're not going to teach you this stuff. First off, nobody has an accident that arrives in the emergency department. They're all on purposes. In other words, you drive 100 miles an hour and you're drinking, or your tire, you know, your front end alignment's all thrown off, or you're hanging off the side of a building, or you're doing something that's with high explosives. What do you expect to happen? Well, the problem is, you see, the thing is, our government does this. Usually most of them are unqualified or don't have the mental smarts to actually know that what they're doing is dangerous or stupid. They waste our money like crazy, and then when we don't do things, for example, the military. I've talked to military experts here in San Diego County, and they don't want more aircraft carriers. They know they need fast mobile carriers that can actually be involved with a battle, let's say, with Russia or China. But they keep on building things that we shouldn't use. For example, the Joint Strike Fighter is not a strike fighter at all. It's a stealth bomber. It was designed to stealth bomb the hell out of Russia and China. It wasn't designed to actually outsmart a MiG-26 from the 1970s. It was designed to be a platform to launch nuclear war against our potential enemy in a first strike advance. I mean, why do we have a healthcare system that has so many scanners? It's got, for example, when I was in Denver, I used to order PET scans. And they had so damn many PET scanners there, it was crazy. We had more PET scanners in Denver than all of Europe for like 400 million people. Is that crazy or what? And it's nice to have all those things. I mean, I could order tests that it would be a dream if I was in Canada or Britain. By the way, the other side is, if you're in Britain and you have a condition that needs to put you on a heart-lung bypass machine, they have 6 machines in London, you know, for 12 million people. So if you've got a condition that requires it, you die. You don't get to live. You die, okay? And people don't get that. They think, well, Dr. Deagle, we have to have some affordable health care. Yeah, you can have it. You don't have to have socialized top-down control. See, people, what I see here in America and in the news, because I've worked in both countries and I've seen socialism always is luciferic and kills. That's why most people aren't going to listen to us and buy ICO coins or get Caripar gold. Why? I don't know. It's like having a shotgun in your home, because if things break down, you better have self-protection. All right?
Well, you've got to come at it.
Or do you have a bottle of water in your closet? I mean, if the water supply stops and they say, we can't supply you water because your sewage will back up in your home. So if you don't have a bottle of water, you dehydrate. Oh, my gosh. People don't get this, do they?
Well, the logic of the coin as a gold and a form of exchange doesn't motivate people, quite frankly. What motivates them, and we're seeing that, is the potential for profit. You know, the greed factor.
Rather than just common sense, right? You mean, yeah.
Well, sure. I mean, show me a coin I can get at 2 to 3 cents today that in July 4th, the gold value alone is going to be around 65 cents. Well, first, they won't believe you. How can that be so sure? Well, it's a pretty likelihood that's going to happen. And so those who jump on it and get them at 2 to 3 cents won't be buying them at 50 to 60 cents, because that's where the majority will be buying when it happens. So, you know, people can make their own decisions.
You know what I find amazing? Sure. They all want to jump on the board when it's too late. You know, it's like, you know, when the power went out, I live in an 8-home gated community, and some of the people got solar, but if the power goes out here, your solar panels are going to do nothing, because at night you don't have power. Power to pump water, power to do anything. So what I did is I got a 20-kilowatt Generac generator, and now I'm putting 24 panels on, 350 watts, and I'm getting silicon salt batteries, whether I'll get them from China or a U.S. supplier, but I'm prepped up. I mean, I got stuff. I mean, I don't have shotguns. I got special shells or incendiary bombs. And I'm building exotic weapons, both lethal and non-lethal. So people are going to get a hell of a shock if they decide to do something bad to Dr. Deagle, even at 67. I'm going to be their secretary arranging their appointment to go visit Allah, Satan, or God himself.
Right, okay? Right.
And I want people to understand, well, they either think that can't happen. I said, you know, you're an idiot. I worked in a trauma and emergency, and I saw things happen you'd never expect. You know, like, you know, trailer trucks flipping over on the freeway and killing 20 people, or 67 car pileups, or aircraft where the engines went on fire. I've been a civil aviation examiner for decades, and I can tell you, stuff happens, man. And these are things that you hope don't happen because of mechanical failure, but most of the time, there are no such things as accidents. I'd say accidents are about 2% of the time. 98% of the time, if you're doing proper surveillance of the, whatever, it's economy or anything, it's your fault. People think, well, no, it's not my fault. Yes, it is. If you take mercury amalgams out and don't detox yourself from the mercury, you're going to get problems from the mercury poisoning in your body. If your diabetes isn't under control, you're going to get peripheral neuropathy or heart attack or stroke. You know, if you don't save Karatbar gold coins, don't be surprised when your dollar is worth, the only thing they could be good with is like the boulevard wiping your butt or papering a wall, an outhouse. I mean, honestly, the paper quality for outhouse to stop the wind if you're in a northern state is fantastic. Because some of the high-quality paper would stop any crack in an outhouse, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea here is to give people an alternative. And as I said, the profit motive certainly is bringing more people into the gold as a result of the potential it has. But yeah, I've got to go here fairly soon, but I just recommend anybody that wants to get updates and stay informed of the next phases of this, just go to thecarrotgroup.com and watch the videos.
That's Carrot Group.
Carrot Group.com.
And by the way, if they go to our website, we have a drop-down menu to Carrot Growers, and I pass on to your expertise, Lloyd and Jim Deal, dealing with the carrot coins, because I think, honestly, do a portion of your wealth. I mean, I used to save gold and silver coins. And I'll still take them, by the way, as payment for supplements. But I prefer, to be honest with you, if you get involved with carrot bars, you can exchange carrot coins and carrot bar gold.
Yeah, I mean, the kind of the recommendation these days is 5% of any portfolio should be in the crypto arena, and there's no better coin in my mind to hold in that than the KBC or the KCB, which obviously is available for people that are members.
And I'd say 5 to 10% is a rational thing. Say, oh, that's not too bad, Dr. Deagle. I said, yeah, but that 10% might mean the difference between life and death and actually having some value in your hands. It's a really good idea, isn't it?
Yep.
And don't just think of the profit motive. You know, a lot of people, well, I'm driven by the profit motive. Stop that. How about the survival motive?
Well, that too, but more will respond to that profit motive if you get that in front of them than will to the logic of
survival. I know, isn't that wild?
Unfortunately,
but they actually both are there, because I think the economy is getting more and more unstable. For example, Europe is teetering on a collapse. China's economy has contracted 30%. Russia is just limping along. Venezuela is a good example of a country poorly managed that's sitting on 5 trillion plus barrels of oil and all kinds of strategic minerals and other resources, and they're just a disaster zone. And, you know, people don't understand that when economies crash, war starts. World War I and II were all the result of economic disasters, weren't they?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a whole lot of stories around. I mean, the whole world is controlled by the IMF and, you know, the elite state, as we have been heard.
All the wars are banker. Who knows what? All the wars are banker wars. Even just as a general statement, right since the Napoleonic War, where they actually sent false information back that Napoleon won, and then the stock market in Britain crashed. So guess what? The Rothschilds bought up everything, and now even the royals and the family now have Rothschild relatives. So you have to understand, all the wars are banker wars. If you don't believe that, we can show you so much history, it's crazy.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Lloyd. We'll get you back on. So again, thecarrotgroup.com is the place to go. If you want to find out more, go to shop, buy products at NutraMedical, drop down to Carrot Bars. I'll send your information on to Jim Deal and Lloyd Merrifield. If you're wanting to get into the coins, we have those for you. You know, there's a profit motive, but there's a survival motive. And think about it, because, you know, we have Trump for now.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at rents.com.